Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes!
Woo!
Yes!
35.
We are back. Hello, everyone. The Challenge 35 premiere episode, Total Madness, and it lived up to the hype. My name is Daniel Lindgren. I've got two great, great hosts with me. We've got Benny J. Adams. Benny, what's going on, man?
What's up, guys? Finally, we're like reunited. We're back talking about this show. And I'm excited. I'm stoked.
Yes. And also, Pamela Gross, Jill, what's going on over there?
Okay. So during these difficult times, well, everyone, thank you for joining us. We're so glad to be back. And I hope everyone's safe and well. During these times, I need the challenge. It's what keeps me going. It's what makes me happy. So I am so, and I feel like it's been longer than ever that we haven't had the challenge. So woo, 35.
And, yeah. And a big congratulations.
It's been a long time.
Oh, well, 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah. Has it? Wow. Has it been 6 now? I don't
probably. I don't know. December was the end. January, February, March, April. 4 months.
No, I mean, 4 months. Even it feels like longer with everything happening in 2020. That's for sure. Pam, I want to say congratulations before we start. Can we see
Woo! Congrats, Pam.
It's so pretty. Yay! Yes, I designed it myself.
No way!
Yeah.
How dope. That's so
cool. That's the way to do it. Yay. Make sure you like it. You're going to be wearing it for a long time, hopefully. Yeah.
We had I was like, and I don't really wear jewelry. So I was like, I want it. I want to like it.
Right.
For you.
Okay. Well, anyway. So that's all exciting. How are you?
So Pam, let me throw this at you real quick. Okay. Benny and I hopped on a live chat with Jennifer Lee last night. And Benny brought up the fact that he heard some rumors that Bananas and Wes were going to team up this year. And the first thing out of Bananas' mouth in this opening episode is basically him saying, like, he basically teases that they're going to team up.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about what we think of the Bananas and Wes finally teaming up and not being enemies to start.
Yes.
And then we'll get into the first challenge of the night.
Okay. I'll take it away. I think it's awesome. I love Wes. And I think together, I really haven't liked that the Team USA, our OGs, have been infighting and picking each other off because of their old rivalries. So that hasn't proved successful for them. It's been really stupid. So I'm excited to see this alliance. And I'm rooting for them. I hope that they win as a team. That would be real fun. I'd love CT to be the third in that alliance. I think that'd be pretty unstoppable.
That would be cool. Benny, what do you think?
It's so smart. It's so ridiculously smart. And it's funny because on where I heard Banana saying that, he also said, you know, time and time again, during each season, we're always going after each other. And that takes a whole lot of stress off of the other players. And so the other players are just skating on by. And they're the ones getting the heat for it and getting kicked off early because they're going after each other. So they finally realize, hey, let's work together and not get kicked off so early because we're better than this. And we can go far if we do work together. So it was super smart.
Mm-hmm. What I love about this is that I don't think that the rest of the cast even know that they're like definitely working as a team. I think they're like, they think they might be, but like,
if they know they're up to something.
I love that we as the fans are the only ones that in theory at that point in time when watching it know that they're actually a team. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to see all the – like, what are they going to be doing behind the scenes to try to, you know, make it so they can win and all this stuff. And we're the other cast members are going to be so confused on what's going on. But also Dan's conspiracy corner, the first one of the season is that off-season, I'm pretty sure the producers are like, all right, Wes and Bananas, We love the rivalry. Can we, let's try something different this season. Let's just put you guys together and let's try something different. It'll get the fans all riled up. And the producers are smart. If they did that, I'm not sure, but Wes and Bananas, I'm pretty sure that they all kind of worked as a team to make this happen. So
yeah, I don't know. The jury's out on that. I do think that Wes and Bananas could have. I don't know if that I believe in that conspiracy, but we'll see. But also, I don't think they're trying to hide it per se. I just don't know if they've announced it, but they did hug in front of everyone and people saying that's weird. Yeah.
They're definitely...
I'd rather them hide. Wouldn't you rather them hide it though? I'd rather them hide it.
I would like them to hide it. But also, as of currently, we still don't know how the game's going to go down in terms of, he said some are individuals, sometimes you'll be a twofer, sometimes you'll be teams.
I mean, they're in an alliance, is all we know.
Yeah.
Right. Alliance. That's all they
have.
So
it's like some challenges are going to be by themselves, some challenges are going to be like with one other person, and some challenges are going to be like split in teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. We got battle lines. That's the first challenge of the season. We'll get through this real quick. They have a big metal barrel with a rope and they got to pull it. And then if they get through that round, then they have to solve a puzzle and then pull the rope some more, solve a math equation, pull the rope some more. And you got TJ on a tank and it looks like he's driving that tank, by the way, which is totally TJ. I loved this challenge. I thought I liked it for one main reason. It hits three out of the five assets that we always talk about. Mm-hmm. And that was puzzles, endurance, and strength. So I was in for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It just kept me entertained. Like I was glued to the TV screen just watching. Because in the past, there have been some challenges where I'm just like, okay, whatever. When is this going to be over? From start to finish, I was watching this thing. It was so intense.
Yeah, they definitely started off hot. It was a hard challenge. It did incorporate the three, as you said, of the five. And I liked, though, it has to be said that when the guys were saying, oh, who do you think is going to win of the girls? Yeah. And Rogan was like, D. I was like, oh, now you believe in D so hard? Like,
oh my God.
Since when do you like think D's the best female competitor? Okay.
Can I say I really love how two of the people that viewers have said, oh, they're not good competitors. They didn't pull their weight. Both Dee and Rogan made it. Rogan won. Dee almost won. Two of the people that everyone said are like the weakest links.
Benny, too bad. David's not here to defend himself tonight because he was always on Rogan's case last season for not being a good competitor. So now we're like, hey, David, what, you know, but hopefully David will be back soon with us, by the way. But it's funny because Rogan killed it tonight. And if we look at Rogan, though, he really does like assemble most of the assets that we're looking for. Yeah. I think he's got good endurance. And he's definitely got good strength. And he's always working on his social ability. And here's the thing about that puzzle tonight, though, guys. They didn't let us see what the hell the puzzle was.
Yeah.
It was like, I know it was shapes, but we don't know what they had to do. I don't even know if they had to line them up. It was
that's
like,
a good
I
want
to see it.
That's a really good point because I forgot all about that. The last thing I remember seeing is the math, doing the math and then them pulling something again. And I completely forgot about the puzzle.
Which now they showed us the math, which I liked. I was able to try to solve that because we want as a viewer, we want to try to solve the problems and stuff. The puzzle one, they didn't let us see the puzzle at all. So that was disappointing.
Also, I didn't entirely, maybe you guys can clarify for me,
sure.
The whole tank, if you're not fast enough, like what qualified someone not being,
it looked like it was timed because hear an alarm start to go off. So maybe after like every minute, TJ was allowed to fly by on the tank, but we don't know the exact time.
Okay.
But it was clearly a timed thing. Like after a minute, the tank's going to go. After 2 minutes, the tank's going to go. And if your barrel isn't past a certain position, the tank's going to run it over and then you're eliminated, which I like.
Also on this, sorry, a little all over the place. Was surprised that Rogan, I'm back to Rogan. I was really surprised he won. I also maintain that I always thought he was scared and never really did that great. So maybe Rogan's really boned up for this season and he's going to show us more. I mean, he won last season. So it's not
did we have any doubt that Jenny was going to destroy this?
Oh, no.
I thought she was made for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was her challenge, hands down.
I was a little worried, like, how's the math and the puzzles going to go for her? But then she made that comment about how she just sits on her couch every night with, like, a hamster or a ferret or some type of small animal.
Guinea pigs?
I'm so sorry.
She sits with her guinea pigs.
She's like, I just do math problems all night on the couch with my little friend. I'm like, all right.
Pam, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Were you shocked that Josh was doing so well in the beginning?
Josh was doing really well.
She doesn't
but then Josh got eliminated.
He was in the lead. No, he was in the lead for a second. I'm like, oh my god, if Josh wins, we're gonna have so much to talk about tonight with Pam.
I saw him in the lead, but then he got eliminated pretty quickly, right? Like then he was the next round.
Yeah, he had the because you know Josh has the strength. I feel like more than the endurance. So he got out to a hot start, and he was in the lead.
And he doesn't have
then. Well, the endurance also, I think, had an effect that he got tired out. But maybe the stuff with the brain,
too.
But they, like I said, they didn't show us enough with that puzzle. I don't know who was really doing well at it or not.
I forgot almost about the puzzle part because we didn't see it. I bet it was pretty simple because they showed the strength things and they showed the math and people fumbling up, but people seemed to get through the puzzle pretty quickly. Well, they didn't show it, but it appeared that it wasn't dramatic enough to see.
Do you guys have any thoughts on the challenge before we move
on? Proud of Jenny. I was surprised how that Tori boned it up. But, you know, once you get in that like frazzle with math, you're done. So and I was proud of Maddie did great. It's good to see Maddie. It's exciting to see some of the people back that we didn't see last season.
I'm glad Kayla's back, even though she didn't really do this whole challenge. But.
She's fun to watch though for sure. Yeah.
Tribunals are back, so that's interesting. It seems like it's following a pretty regular format until the big surprise at the end.
Right.
So tribunals are back. Three members. You get who won? Rogan, Jenny, and they pick Corey. I don't think it matters at this point, but they pick him to be in the tribunal with them, and that's it. That's it so far for that. And then we get into this whole thing. I'm going to start calling it bunker life. Bunker life. That's what I'm going to call the whole thing.
I like it.
And we get a ton of different hangouts, basically, in this bunker.
Right.
Before we get to the hangouts, because I know Benny has interesting thoughts on the bunker. Let's do overall thoughts on what we think the bunker looks like. Do we like it? Do we not like it? Let's do that real quick.
In my opinion, I thought the bunker looked cool, but from the people who are actually there, like
compared to what they're used to, Benny, right? Mm-hmm. It's different though.
It's still though, you have a freaking pool in a track inside. Like it looked dope, but the castmates were saying, like I've seen multiple castmates saying it was just an awful place to live in.
I mean, it doesn't seem like they have sunlight. It's actually underground, right? So that part of it sucks. But in terms of that, beyond that, and that they're at bunk beds and all that stuff instead of their nice, you know, house with a pool and all that stuff. But yeah, it's not as terrible as the previews were making it seem. They've got a lounge area, a gym, a nice kitchen. I understand not having sunlight and windows could drive you nuts, but it's not like they're...
Like, you know, I feel the conditions were worse in, I think it was, I forgot what season it was, but when they had to live in a hut outside.
Yes.
And they had to win challenges in order to make it to the house. Now, I thought that was crappy. They didn't even have a roof
have food. I remember them, like, eating rice. Like,
it was like survival.
I mean, the only bad thing is for me is the no windows, but at the same time, like these guys are like a lot of these guys are like actors. I mean, when you're an actor, you're in a studio all day. There's no windows in a studio either. So they should be kind of used to spending 10 to 12 hour days, like no windows around, you know? And Jennifer Lee told us last night that it wasn't even underground, Pam. It's actually, she said it was above ground. I don't know. That's what she said. And I believe her because she was there. So
I don't think it's as treacherous as it was made to seem. And I'm sure they have access to outside then, especially if it's on the ground floor. I doubt they're not allowed. So basically they don't have a sweet ass pool.
They have like a hot tub pool. That's probably like, it's not that big.
It was
whatever.
Yeah.
It is. It's like,
It's remember the bizarro place where Nani made a phone call? Like last season or the one before that looked like stalagmites were hanging. Like it's not like that.
No, they're trying though. All right. So speaking of the bunk bed situation, Dee decides to bunk right above or below Rogan. What is this? What's going on here, guys?
She still has feelings for him. She still has, because I think this was before the reunion was filmed. And so she hasn't, she hadn't seen the previous season. I don't think she had seen World of Worlds 2 yet. And so she didn't know any of that stuff that Rogan was saying behind her back.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This season was filmed before the reunion?
I want to say this was filmed before the, well, not before the reunion, but before War of the Worlds 2 ended.
No.
Nah, I don't
think so. That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense, but I would wish that you were right.
I could have swore I saw something that's saying that they were filming while we were still doing the after shows, but I might be wrong. I don't know.
So she didn't see the, well, because they air later, Pam. So maybe she didn't see the reunion, because the reunion is filmed much later than the actual show too. They wait.
I hope that that's true, because I was going to say, how can you have seen how disrespectful he was to her and not be at least playing hard to get if she loves him and she just can't help it. I kind of, you know, he was really disrespectful to her and to have to see that and then still be sort of moony eyed over him as would be a bummer. So hopefully she didn't know at the time of filming.
Well, we better talk about Nani and Aesop as much as we can tonight, because this is it. So what are our thoughts on that fun relationship?
I loved it. Yeah, I love how Nani just doesn't give two Fs, and she knows that she is a girl that can get any guy that she wants.
Uh-huh.
And she saw a guy that she was interested in, and she went after it. And I give her full props for it.
She went in, and she just claimed her man. Like, she just went in there and said, he's mine, back off, ladies. It was pretty funny.
And I'm bummed that he got eliminated, because I really liked him and thought he would be a great addition to the cast and to the show, and that he had a lot of promise. So it's a bummer. I wish.
Yeah, I'm such a fan of Jay from X on the Beach. Mm-hmm. So I was hoping for Jay to win it, you know.
See, I'm a fan of a Jay from Survivor. And so I was like, I really want this guy to win. But Aesop, he was cool too. He reminded me of a mini Turbo.
Yes. Yeah, just really controlled, strong, sort of prideful, competitor that I thought would have been a great, but also sweet, a little, you know, what's her brother's name too?
Because at first I was like,
I like Jay. I like Jay too, but I did think he was not that cool. It wasn't a good, I don't know if it was the edit. I loved him on X on the Beach, but he didn't come off great tonight. I didn't.
Really?
Think he came off great.
Why not?
I don't like when people get defensive when they're called in, especially a rookie. They sort of went over, I'm not picking this one for that. And I'm not picking this one for that.
We're going to definitely.
It's you, Jay. And he's like, why wouldn't you pick?
Well, because, let's get the nomination. Let's just keep going with that. This is the nomination section now. I just thought that he was just, I think he was just kind of saying, look, there's other rookies here. So why shouldn't they have, just because you have a fiance or wife, whatever that Bailey chick is like married to Swaggy M or whatever his name is. Like, who, why, you know, I don't know. I just thought I liked that Jay said something.
Yeah.
I don't hate him now because of that, but basically they were saying there's no reason. You know what I mean? It's going to be a rookie. Jesse is intense and scary, so didn't want to pick him. And Swaggy, it was just like not worth getting into it with two people. It was just like, I don't know, so I guess you. And I just didn't think it was a good look for him to sort of be like, why not? I didn't think that he was saying, you should pick someone else. And again, I'm not like, this isn't a strong, I don't dislike him now, but I didn't like that. It sort of rubbed me the wrong way.
I completely disagree. I think if I'm in that situation and I'm getting thrown into elimination and there are other rookies also, and they're naming the reasons why they're not going to pick them, I don't want to, We don't know the special twist about elimination. So as of right now, I'm going to try everything in my power to not go into elimination, because there's a 50-50 chance I'm going to go home, and I don't want to go home first. So I'm going to try every single thing I can do in order to stay in this game and not go out there. And if he didn't do that, you know, it was going to be a what if. What if I didn't say this, or what if I didn't say that? And if he lost, it would have been even more worse. So,
and hurt him, guys. It didn't hurt him, because Bailey still voted for ASAP after she like questioned him about it really quick there.
Right.
But like, I think that Jay went after the right person anyways, because ASAP had already teamed himself up with a veteran with Nani. And then the only other person was Fessy's huge. Like he's just intimidating. And maybe that shouldn't be a reason not to vote somebody in.
No, but it is, of course.
It is.
It's like picking Jenny first.
So I thought
that, look at Jenny.
I thought that Jay went after the right person, because why not go after, like, Bailey, who are you? You're a rookie too. Like, why? Right. I know you guys are teamed up, but you're both rookies.
Yeah,
why are you guys talking like you're, she thinks she's hot shit already. It just pissed me off. I was so over that, like, so quick.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I didn't understand why people were so scared of Bailey. I was really confused. And so it has to be something that we just didn't see. Or maybe it was something from Big Brother, because I've never saw her season on Big Brother. So maybe it was something from there. But yeah, I did.
That's the first. So season 20 of Big Brother, I'm so excited, is the first Big Brother season I ever watched. So I know these Big Brother people. For the first time ever, which is really exciting. Bailey was eliminated early. She was a part of the losing alliance. She got eliminated pretty early on. It's not like she's the spring either.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't win. I'm sure I liked her. She was likable. I'm sure she has a good social game. That's where they met. He got eliminated, I think, even before. They were like definitely in early rounds of elimination, both her and Swaggy. Were eliminated pretty early on. So I don't know about their gameplay per se. She seemed cool. Casey, who actually won, that's on this, the girl with the short hair, that was like, I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Yes.
That was
fun. I like her.
Is awesome. Like,
okay.
Great at everything, wins things, and like a Tory vibe, just likable, no drama.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how this plays out.
So I will
Oh, sorry.
I do like that Casey Casey, right? Casey is a ride or die. She seems like she's a ride or die.
Yeah.
And that she will stick up for a man. So I have to give her respect for that.
Bailey, you mean? Bailey.
Yes, Bailey. I have to give Bailey respect for that.
It's nice. It's nice.
How can she not be a ride or die? This is her like fiance. Like it's fiance. Like,
right.
You know, she's got to. She's got to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, but anyway, I mean, so then let me ask you guys a question. Aesop says Wes's name. Is that because he already knew he had way too many votes?
I know why.
Was he already guaranteed to go in?
Rogan went on Instagram Live. I was going to do this for News and Gossip, but I'll just do it now. Rogan went on Instagram Live. And he said that he thinks that ASAP thought that the person he picked was going to be the person going into elimination with him.
And
so that's why he picked Wes.
Oh, man. Because I just thought that he maybe had 10 votes and Jay only had like 8 votes. So he's like, there's no way, it doesn't matter if I vote for Jay. I'm still losing by one. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So that's why I thought he just said Wes to like stir the pot for fun.
Right.
That's what I thought too, but what you just said, Benny, makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because he said, I want to go down. Like, he gave a speech about why he wanted to go against Wes. So I think he misunderstood. It sounds like that makes sense.
I mean, it is his first challenge, but like, I always tell people, like, do some research before you come on this show, man.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? But whatever.
Fessy, the big one, great at everything and also super nice guy. Like, really nice, not conniving. Was a part of the like sweet alliance on that Big Brother, like nice people.
Yeah.
And he's kick ass at everything. He's smart and he's mentally smart and he's physically super good. So yeah, I'm excited to see what he does.
So right after the tribunal, we get the announcement that Wes and Bananas are going to team up together. Okay.
Yes.
And then they go and the tribunal votes in Wes, Jay, and Kyle. And the only thing I can think of is there's no way in the hell Wes is going to be voted in. He's a burn vote. Because mm-hmm. The MTV just made this big announcement that Wes and Bananas is going to be working together, and now he's going to go lose. He's going to go lose now. Like, so that was like, obviously it's down to Jay or Kyle now. But anyway, Benny, were you going to say something before I interrupted you there?
No, you're good. You're good.
Okay. So we get that whole thing. We get they're politicking in the tribunal now, Jay politics. Did you guys notice that Wes got a little choked up when he tried to ask a question? What was that about? Was that sincere?
I didn't notice that. He got choked up.
When he says his question, you guys can rewatch it if you want. He gets choked up like he could barely finish his question, or was it just me?
I did not notice that, but I did think, whoa, way to get overly with back to Asaf saying his name. He's like, why would you even say my name? He got much more upset than I would have.
Let's be honest, Wes and Bananas have been eliminated very early on in a lot of seasons. And I think Wes is like, God, I just want to make it past the fifth round or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
that's the thing. Like, I think Wes had a plan. He was just going to sit back, not say anything, mm-hmm. not stir the pot. And then all of a sudden, he's already getting thrown in the middle of everything on the first day.
Yeah.
And so I can see why he would get frustrated.
Oh, hell yeah. Right. I mean, it does make sense, but I'm surprised that he sort of let his emotion show that much.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice that Bananas had a Tom Brady commercial right before they went
back?
Yes!
Yeah. His like PSA. Yeah. I thought it was going to be about coronavirus. Literally. He was like, everybody, you know, I just want to take this moment. And I thought he was going to be like,
I thought he was going to announce it was his last season though. I was like, he's going to actually say, this is my last season. That's why I'm teaming up with Wes. But then I thought, oh my God, wait, this is exactly what Tom Brady did. And he just announced that he basically Hulu has sports now. So I'm like, but it was great. I love it.
Did you guys see Marie's tweet about the whole Wes and Johnny Bananas team up?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
What did she say?
She said seeing Bananas and Wes's team up is more annoying than when they were against each other.
Oh, okay.
That's the producers want this. It's getting everybody talking now. It's amazing.
I want it. I'm excited about it.
I like it.
Let's get into purgatory because I really hope that we have enough time. I have a game tonight, Pam. I think I believe I already told Benny. Yeah. So I'd like to play it.
I don't know what it is, but I'm excited.
Okay.
Cool. So purgatory happens. Purgatory, aka the killing floor, aka what else has it been called, guys?
Yeah, purgatory is a much better name than the
thank God, whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Purgatory is pretty purgatory. Cool. Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of the killing floor. Like, what was it the year before? Like
the proving ground. Yeah, that was the worst.
Yeah.
I gotta write that down. I don't want to forget that it was called the proving ground. It's so bad. It's called Airstrike. You got it. It's gonna be Jay versus ASAP, which is what I thought. I mean, did you guys think it was gonna be anybody else besides Jay getting voted in there?
No.
I didn't think
it was gonna be Wes. I knew. I was like, there's no way it's Wes.
No, or Kyle.
I loved this challenge.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was going to last longer. But let me say this real quick. Jay knows what he's doing. Here you go, Pam. It's my first one of the season. I grew up on a lake. And when you water ski, your grip on water skiing is to grip it opposites. So you get a better grip. ASAP for the first turn held like this, which is not how you want to hold anything. And you want to let your arms out loose because if you're pulling up, you're using a lot more strength.
Right.
So by Jay being out like this, he had so much more energy.
Yeah.
That's just the way you hold the rope. If you're or anything.
ASAP just kept on going in and in and in. And Jay was being smart. He was like, come on, dude, tire out. And that's what happened.
Again, ASAP did a good job, and I wish that he didn't get eliminated because I would have liked to see what he would have brought to the table. I guess it doesn't matter, but even Bananas, who's not super complimentary, was like, this guy has amazing control over his body. Like, and someone said, I think Tori, someone said that he's a break dancer, which you know is like crazy control.
Yeah,
because he's not a break dancer.
You can dance.
You think you can dance or something, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I thought he was on like Dancing with the Star or something, but you don't
know. I feel bad for Nani, though.
Oh, okay. But I know a guy who's a great dancer.
Wait, why do you feel bad for Nani?
Because she doesn't have her cuddle buddy anymore.
Yeah, that's a new boy toy.
Those three girls, the Holy Trinity, I am stoked.
I know you like them.
They're on a season together.
I love Nani.
Well, Nani's the father in the Holy Trinity. I'm sure she'll find someone else.
Who do we think Nani should hook up with now? Oh, Fessy! Nani and Fessy.
Sure. Why not?
No, right? Fessy has a girlfriend, I think, though.
Oh, well, he met a girl on
That's
Big
not
Brother.
Gonna stop
Are they
Kayla,
still...
Benny. That's yeah. not gonna stop Kayla.
It's not.
Okay. I didn't know Kayla had a boyfriend coming into the season, so
she's gonna cheat
on her boyfriend with Bear. She's gonna cheat on her boyfriend with Bear.
That's what was like the whole big thing, because everyone knew she had like this really public relationship.
Yeah.
With this guy in Vegas.
Oh, that's right. I did hear about that. But, you know, so many things happen. It's hard to keep it all in check.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, her and Bear. Bear's going at her day one. He's trying to, like, blow her kisses and say stuff to her when she's in her bed. And
I think her and Bear will be a good couple. Honestly, I think the two of them together, it's a good match, like, in terms of chaos and good TV. Like, they're both chaotic to watch, so I think that'll be I'm looking forward to seeing that relationship unfold.
Did you guys notice there was a little rain at the end? Jay at the end, after he won, there was rain being poured on him. Like, was it just raining outside, or because he was shaking, you could see him shivering and stuff? I'm just confused, like, is that man-made rain, or is it really raining outside wherever the heck they are in the Czech Republic? Or do they put the rain in at the end of the elimination to try to make it more slippery for their grip? Bam, there's another conspiracy.
I don't know, but Jenna did tweet
rain.
That it was freezing out there.
It was
It
was definitely raining at the end when TJ was congratulating him and giving him the whole breakdown of skulls and daggers, which we'll get into next. It was raining out. It was raining, yeah.
I'm going to guess it was real rain. Like, I don't think that they brought in man-made fake rain.
These MTV producers, I can't let anything get past them. They'll do anything for drama, I'm telling you.
I mean, it was already a good, you know, a hard competition.
It was fun. I really enjoyed it. Any other thoughts on Airstrike before we get into these skulls and daggers thing?
Nope.
It was a good elimination.
Yeah, it was fun. I was actually impressed with both of them tonight. Sometimes we're like one or the other we like. I like both of these, which is a great start for the season. Sometimes they do like a warm-up one. We're like, first episode wasn't that great as far as the challenges go, but these are two I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently you need this thing called a red skull to make it to a final, and the only way to get a red skull is to win an elimination. I think this is the first time they've ever done this in the 35 mm-hmm. years of the challenge. Thoughts, mm-hmm. Benny?
I think it's a very smart idea. You know, you got to pull your own weight in order to make it to the final, because there have been time and time, ever since they started doing eliminations on the challenge, there have been people who have been able to skate by, you know. I remember there was a season where Veronica, like way back when, like she made it to a final and she did not see an elimination whatsoever. So it's about time they started doing this, and I hope they continue with it for future seasons.
Yeah, I would like them to keep it going. Pam, what do you think?
Love it. I feel like it's like, instead of doing the purge towards the end with all the people that got by on their alliances and then they just get purged, this is like a slow burn purge. Instead of just in one fell swoop, you get rid of all the people. But last season was especially notorious for it. Those giant alliances that never put their own in. I think a bunch of people last season didn't go to an elimination.
It was, bullshit. CT, Rogan, and Ashley did not see an elimination last season.
D also,
and
right?
CT and Rogan won. So they won the final, CT and Rogan, without ever competing in an elimination. And that I think is garbage. Because then you see people like Tori that was thrown in over and over again.
Yeah.
And overcame. I mean, it's the game, but I do think this is much cooler that you have to actually go in and win.
And that's the question I wanted to ask you guys. I think it's better to go in earlier than later, because there's pressure on you. If you get that close, you're going to feel the pressure so much more than if you just go in second, third week. Like, if I lose now, I have such a long time, so I would have to still make it.
And people will want to keep you out as opposed to putting you in that close. Right. Because if you're big threat and they don't want you in a final, they just wouldn't.
Well, no, and there's also a chance that you're going to go against, if you go earlier, you're going to go against
a rookie
who's not as strong. But if you wait all the way till the end, that's where all the big dogs are going to be. You're going to be going against one of them. So you have a better shot going in at the beginning.
Well, this is going to turn it now into a reverse of what we're used to seeing, where now people early on are going to be wanting to
let me go in.
Right. Let me go in. This is, you know, they want to go in early.
And what if a bunch of people want to go in? How are they going to, they're going to have to like politic, which is one of our five assets,
right,
to get into an elimination. And like, what if there's a bunch of people at the end? There's only one more challenge left and like five people. Dan, how are they going to do that?
They're going to say, if I win, I will vote you into it. Like, it's literally going to be the opposite of what we're used to.
Benny, what were you saying?
Well, that's what
Benny?
Jennifer said. That's what Jennifer said. She said when they found out, then a lot of people started politicking and even trying to throw challenges, because, you know, they wanted to get into that elimination.
I believe it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. They're definitely mixing it up.
The only, there was only one thing I didn't see tonight that I wanted to see, and that was a Jay and Bananas conversation about Morgan.
Morgan, yeah.
Nothing. We got nothing.
I know. I wonder why.
You think so? I think Jay's over it. I think Jay just doesn't care, maybe. I mean, it's been that long, maybe. I don't know.
You would think the producers would want something like that.
Oh, Benny's jumping on the producers. I like it,
but
Benny.
I don't know.
That really, realistically, wasn't that like 2 summers ago, though? He might just be over
That's what I'm saying. It might be that. Jay might be in a nice new relationship. I mean, we should look that up to see if Jay's
It would still be crappy that he was the cheaty or cheater, whatever, that Bananas. Like, I wouldn't like a woman who hooked up with my boy. You know what I mean? It would still be a little rivalry, whether I was over it or not. I would still be like, we're not super cool with each other. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's coming or if it really is just water under the bridge.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this game.
Well, let's do news and gossip. Benny, you have extra news and gossip, right? Real quick. If not, we'll go to the game.
No, let's just do the game.
I have some really exciting news and gossip.
All right, Pam, give me your news and gossip.
Okay. I'm really happy to announce you're getting the scoop here that Tori and Jordan are having a baby.
Oh, no way.
Wow. April Fools!
Oh!
Boom!
I did not hear about this.
Yeah, I'm not good at keeping a straight face with my lies for too long. I guess.
I believed it, though. That's a nice job. Nice job.
I know. I would have liked it.
I believed it.
I should have kept it going.
I actually believe that also.
April, I know. I know. I should have kept it going. Yep. Next time. I am excited. One last comment before we move on. To see Jenna without Zach. Because I think my dislike of
Zach makes
me dislike Jenna sort of like.
But did you guys see the preview, though?
They get in a fight on the phone.
And then TJ is like, Jenna, are you going to quit or something like that?
God.
And that pissed me off.
I roll to the sky. I hope she doesn't. And I hope she...
Same.
Yeah. I hope she doesn't quit. And I hope she proves me wrong that I should like her.
Well, because she said at the beginning of this episode, she was like, it's time to bring the Barbie Beast back. And
yes,
I agree. It's time to bring the Barbie Beast back.
Yeah. I remember liking pre-Zach Jenna. It's just, and it's not necessarily her fault, but the storyline becomes me and Zach are fighting. And it's like.
Right. I understand. All right. Let's get to this game. Here's how the game's going to work, guys. It's going to be facts. Outside of the challenge about the cast members.
Okay.
Okay. Now, everyone I chose is on this season except for a couple, but they're all very, very popular.
Okay.
I didn't do any like crazy ones. So I'm going to give you guys a fact or two facts about a challenger that has nothing to do with the challenge. And all you have to do is shout out the answer. It doesn't matter how many times you get it wrong. The first person I hear say the answer gets the win. You don't have to say your name or anything. Just say the answer out loud.
Okay.
Can the first round be a test? Like a just this is how it's done.
Okay. Here's our practice round. Originally from Quincy, Mass, and has a son with the same name as him.
CT.
That is correct.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
I think Pam's going to win this one.
Oh, I don't know, well, Benny. Don't count yourself out yet. Come on. don't get psyched out.
No, I think a lot of them are pretty easy, but here we go. Okay. And you can shout it out whenever you want. You don't have to wait till I finish the sentence. Okay. He co-founded a business incubator.
Wes.
Yes, that's correct.
And I knew that one too.
Yeah. Come on, Benny. Come on. Step it up.
I honestly tried to make these so easy because I want you guys to get them, obviously. All right. Number three here. Had a career as a kickboxer. And here's the one that's going to give it away. Loves horses.
Kara
is correct.
I didn't know Kara was a kickboxer. That's...
It says she was like almost like semi-professional. I don't know what they're... I'm just reading online all this stuff. Here we go. He is in the Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Bananas.
Bananas is correct. Pam.
Oh my gosh. I'm just out of this right now.
My other fact was that he hosts a late night type show, but that would make it really...
I would have definitely got that one.
This is the one I think David would have got if he was with us tonight. This guy founded Strap. A clothing line.
I know. I'm gonna guess. Oh, Jordan. Just because David. I gave it away with the David thing. It was Jesus. Yeah, it was just gonna be David loves him, so Jordan.
David loves Jordan. Yeah. He loves his clothing line strapped.
Yeah.
This one's interesting. Worked as a sanitation worker in Dallas before getting onto the real world, Las Vegas.
Oh my! Wait, which Las Vegas?
The newer one. With Nani, the newer one with Nani. It's a guy. It's a guy.
I don't remember any of the ones on Vegas. Leroy?
Yeah.
Correct. Benny's on the board. She was a pop culture reporter before doing reality TV. My God. Pam is obsessed. Benny, trust me, I didn't know any of these when I looked them up.
He worked for Channel One in New York, which is like a local.
Tori, the blonde Tori?
Tori with Jordan.
Tori, yeah.
Okay. Our Tori.
Our Tori.
All right. had a guest. Oh, this is great. Pam's going to love this one.
Okay.
Had a guest spot on The Bold and the Beautiful. And I watched it and it was pretty funny and good.
A guy or a girl? Could we get
a hint? It's a guy.
I mean,
Paulie?
No, keep guessing.
Are you doing doubles for anyone? Like, could this person already have been said before or no?
No, I only did one for each person.
Okay.
Had a guest spot on The Bold and the Beautiful. He has a lot of strength and not so much.
Oh, God, Josh?
Yes.
That's
really?
So weird. Why?
It's Josh.
That is really
cool. You guys got to watch it. It's so cool. He plays like a waiter. It's really cool.
I wonder why. Like, did he win a walk-on role for Big Brother?
He won Big Brother, and they honored him by giving him a guest spot on The Bold and Beautiful. Exactly, yeah.
That is really funny.
Here's a great one.
I would like to see that. That's a good one.
She worked as a pole dancer before getting cast on Geordie Shore.
Melissa. Melissa?
No.
Why am I Maddie?
No.
No. Georgia?
I might be wrong then.
It's Melissa, I think.
Oh,
Melissa
I have
Bond.
It. Okay, I'm going to give you the answer. Was Dean not on Geordie Shore? I looked this up.
Oh, yeah, she was.
She was?
No idea.
Okay, it's D. It was D.
That surprises me.
My girl D was a pole dancer before getting cast on Geordie Shore. Is what it said online. Here we go. And the last one, Pam, you won, but we'll do this one for fun. She was a criminal justice major and was a parole officer before getting cast on The Real World.
Mm.
And she's on this season.
Oh, Nicole?
No.
Is it?
No.
She's on this season?
She's on this season. She had a pretty good episode tonight. She was definitely in it.
Kayla?
Nani?
Nope. Nani is correct. Pam?
Jenna?
No, it's Nani.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I mean,
Sweet. Okay, that was a guess.
I
want to
throw this
cool.
out there too. If anybody listening to this throughout the week has any ideas for me for games, I would really appreciate it because I'm running out of ideas quick. So please write in the comment section on YouTube if you have any ideas for games we can play each week, and I'll look up information. That's all I got for tonight. Guys, who are you excited to have back and who are you least excited to have back before we go this evening?
Well, I already said it. I'm excited for the Holy
Wes and Bananas.
You can you can tell they are going to be a force to be reckoned with. They're going to be that new alliance. This is the first time, you know, Nani and Kayla have like friends on this show. They're usually the ones that aren't a part of the bigger group, and so now they are part of the numbers. So it's going to be really cool to see how that all goes down.
I am excited that I know who the Big Brother people are this time. Now I feel like at least I understand who they are. So I'm excited about Casey and Fessy because they're both great competitors. Excited to have them in this mix. And as always, Tori and Jordan, of course.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going all in with Wes and Bananas right now. I'm super pumped for it. I am so in on Wes and Bananas. That's my favorite part for sure.
Yeah.
Because those are two big hits. The two big hits we got tonight is that Wes and Bananas are teaming up and that you have to win an elimination to get to a final. Those are our two big number one and number two of
they told us about. You know what else I can't wait for? What I can't wait to see? The Melissa and Kayla.
Right.
Because this is the first season that these two were on since they were kicked off a couple of seasons ago for that fight.
And I really like, I have to give credit where credit's due. I really like that Kayla was like, you know what? I'm going to try and be a little more mature this season and go for the win. Because when people get kicked off for fighting or bullying, it's just like, come on. You know, I would like to see her try and not be, you know, as immature. So I liked that. And I'm willing to be Team Kayla if she, you know.
I mean, she's going to be more mature in her winning the game, but not in the fact that she's not going to cheat on a boyfriend. So
I mean, we'll see how that plays out.
I wonder if Bear like manipulated. She called him a sociopath tonight, by the way.
I think she.
And
was
now she's going to
joking though.
Well, they were hanging out after the challenge.
Well, that's so after they were together. I mean, they were together. Huh?
After the challenge, they were together because they weren't doing Snapchats. We saw them on Snapchat
it was like
together.
We found out, revealed, he was doing Snapchat live.
Was he grabbing her butt or something weird?
No, but they were like lying in bed.
He
and
would
you could
never
see her
show
tattoos.
Her face.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah. Was, it was a secret.
So weird. I mean, whatever. It's fine. I'm here for it.
I think those two kids deserve each other. So honestly, I think I couldn't pick a better match. So I like it. I don't want him messing with poor Georgia, who's sweet and sincere. I think Kayla can dish it and take, you know.
Oh, Georgia, I miss her this season.
Yeah, who do you guys miss? Who do you guys miss this season? I'm going with Cara and Polly, not.
Cara.
No.
No, it's actually nice not to. To be honest, as much as I love Cara.
Who do I miss this season? I miss Leroy this season.
Cameroy. I miss Camroy.
I miss Joss. Oh wait, I don't miss Joss. I thought it was just. I saw Joss tonight. It was the furniture in the lounge.
Exactly. Joss was floating in the pool. Okay. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be a really exciting season, and I'm excited about pretty much the whole crew.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think we got episode one of the new season done. I'm in for it.
Awesome.
You guys, everyone, hit me up on TikTok at Idiot Box Boys. 28,000 followers now.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Pam, why don't you give your handle out before we go?
It's Pamela Gross Jill. You guys, thank you so much for joining us. We are so happy to be back. And let us know game thoughts, questions, all that stuff. Give us all your feedback. We love it.
Yeah. Benny the Jet. Did we lose Benny the Jet?
He's just trying to look so handsome that he can't talk.
Well, I believe Benny is Benny J. Adams on
Benny
all
J. Adams.
Platforms.
And he's excited about, I'll be Jenny. Playing the role of Benny will now be me, Pam. Hey, guys, thanks. I'm Benny, and I do a weekly update on AfterBuzz at the Challenge, or at AfterBuzz at the Challenge, and I'm excited for Kayla, Jenna, and Nani.
All right. Once again, thank you guys so much for joining us. Pam, congratulations again, and we'll see you all next week. We don't know exactly what time we're going to be on, but we're going to do our best to be on next week with you guys and celebrate episode 2. Benny, yes. Say goodbye. I think Benny's back real quick.
I'm back. See you guys later. Goodbye, me all on bye. Social media.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.